From National Public Radio, I'm Korva Coleman, in this week for Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Many music lovers will recognize this music as Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, and many will also know the famous story of the ballet's first performance, an event that provoked a riot in Paris in 1913. One reason the story is so memorable is that we don't generally think of music as something that induces riotous behavior. Politics, sure, and sometimes sporting events, but not music. Still, that Rite of Spring premiere was hardly the first example of music-induced violence. Almost 300 years ago, also in Paris, there was an operatic conflict that produced equally bad behavior. Early in the 1700s, French opera was dominated by the composer who wrote this music, Jean-Baptiste Lully. Lully's operas were theatrical extravaganzas with fairly tame plots involving the vagaries of love, spiced up by godly intervention and magical special effects. And the stories almost always paid a bleak homage to the French king, Louis XIV. But in the 1730s, things changed when a relatively obscure 50-year-old composer named Jean-Philippe Rameau hit the scene with a new breed of French opera. Instead of appealing to the senses with magic and spectacle, Rameau's operas went straight for the heart. In cinematic terms, Lully's works might be compared to special effects blockbusters or elaborate costume epics, while Rameau's operas were more like intense art house psychodramas. Controversy ensued with vehement confrontations between two warring musical factions, the conservative Lullistas and the cutting-edge Ramoneurs. Eventually, of course, even Rameau's music became routine, but for 20 years or so, his operas were the talk of the town. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear one of Rameau's finest dramas. It's called Castor and Pollux, composed in 1737, and then triumphantly revived in a brand new version in 1754. The production is from the Muziektheater in Amsterdam, and it features the Netherlands Opera Chorus, the Orchestra Les Talons Lyriques, and conductor Christophe Rousset.